You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
If we go back, Sakina and listeners, we invited every South African who wish to be elected as an elected representative in our legislative houses, those associating with political parties and those who are standing as independents. And as early as January, we did road shows throughout the country to say, this is what you need to qualify. One of the key things to qualify is to be on the voter's roll for the province you wish to contest, for the regional seats and the provincial legislature. For the national seats, you can be anywhere in the country and you will be eligible to contest. And then we said again, you also need to be a South African citizen, but we assume that just on you being on the voter's roll, because our voter's roll ensures that it's only South African citizens who are on the roll, and it's those citizens who are 18 and above who are eligible to vote as well as stand as candidates. Then we said, if you are an independent, you require 1,000 signatures to support your nomination to stand as a candidate. And for political parties that are not represented currently, we ask them to get 15% of the last quote to register. So the 15% was different numbers in each province, about 5,000 to 8,000 for most provinces, but for Gauteng it was about 13,000 signatures supporting that. So parties did submit that. There were a few parties who did not submit that, and therefore we disqualified them. And there were parties who submitted all the requirements and even paid the deposit, but they did not follow through to capture all their candidates for all the lists. And for that, we disqualified. Just an indication, there's a party that captured for all 9 provincial legislatures, but they did not capture a list for any of the regional seats to national. And they did not capture a list for national. And they've actually gone to court on why we disqualified them for the national ballot participation as well as regional to national seats. And it is because they did not capture those lists. So we've had to disqualify them. But then we also had candidates who were probably in a market shopping for the best party that will give them the best position, who were nominated by more than one political party. We had to then ask parties to choose to keep them or to remove them from their party list. And there were about 58 of those candidates who were nominated 2 times and 3 times by three different parties or more, and we've had to deal with that. And the last bit was then to open the candidate list for any objection to their eligibility to be elected as representative in our national legislature. And for that, we had one objection that we upheld as the commission, which went to court, and the court has made an order and direction in terms of that.
And we're out of time, Mr. Mosery, but just for a quick answer on this, your preliminary indications were that there were 115 parties that made submissions to contest the National Assembly by March the 8th. How many of those candidates, including independents, are there now on the final list?
On the final list, Sakina, we now have 55 unique parties contesting this election. After all the disqualifications and whatever, we have 55 political parties that are contesting in this election. And then we have 12 independents that are contesting this election. Six of them are contesting regional to national, which means they want to go to national parliament. The other six are contesting their provincial legislature seats. So they are in the various provinces. And then the final one is that, Sakina, we have 887 seats in provinces and national, 887 seats that are being contested on the 29th of May.
Well, we have to leave it there, unfortunately. That was Deputy Electoral Chief Officer at the IEC, Mawethu Mosiri. And that is our weekly elections feature, where we bring you engagement with the Independent Electoral Commission on voter registration and, of course, at this point now, voter education to know before Election Day.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.